The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
It's just been brought to our attention. If you are on Twitter, and obviously you have a phone and you have access to apps, we would suggest that right now you go and download, it's free, the Periscope app. So download it from the App Store, sign in with your Twitter name, click on the people icon on the far right of the app and search RTE2FM, because when you do, you'll be brought live into studio with us this very moment.
Now, do you know what? That's the moment for me to choose to lend our next guest my headphones. My own personalised tricolour headphones.
You are.
And now we're going live for the first time in a year and a half. And he's wearing my headphones.
Do you know what's
going
to make up for it though?
What?
He's rocking the double denim.
It's a good look.
Nobody else can pull off that look, to be honest.
For those of you who aren't on this Twitter app, you need to get involved now. Like, few men on such a hot day, Nikki, would be brave enough to wear pretty much the entire Levi's range. You haven't done it in halves.
Anyway, the voice you're hearing at the moment is a Bandaman, everybody.
Hello. Hey, delight to be here. Absolute pleasure.
It's great to have you. We would describe you, or you would describe yourself, as a freestyle hip hop rapper.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. I do freestyle hip hop in comedy shows around all over the place. I'm based in England, so we do, like, the show we're touring at the moment. We chat to the crowd, and off the back of those chats, we ask kind of questions that they can give kind of silly answers, mm-hmm. and off the back of those answers, we turn them into songs. And then in this particular show, we've kind of cobbled together bits of P. Diddy, who Skypes in during the show, and he demands we have to do certain things to try and write a number one for him. So it's very silly, very playful, and like 100% based on what the audience gives us.
Now, the past 2 years, you guys have been with Ed Sheeran around the UK, supporting him.
We toured. We did. I got to know Ed madly. Just before Ed went massive, we used to do free shows.
Okay, call him. call him on the phone.
we used to do free shows, and then when he got his first full the big tour just after Plus dropped, he asked us to tour with him. So,
and did you rob his headphones as well?
He's probably got a lot more headphones. That man had, I think Beats used to just be like throwing orange headphones at him anytime he wanted them. But they weren't as beautiful as this. These are the tricolors, for those who are not looking. These feel good. Yeah, are these special?
There's not many people that put that on their head. I'm not going to lie to you, is there, Jenny?
No, very. I'd say it's about two people.
I wouldn't have done it if I known we were going on Twitter.
I know.
It was only you needed perfect sound. There's a limiter on these, and I thought, here, have mine.
Man, you're too generous.
So tell us anyway, because I find this fascinating. A lot of us under pressure, kind of our mind goes blank.
Yeah.
That can't happen to you, or you are...
Yeah, I mean, so
seriously, up
no, it's improvised. So it's an improvised rap show. So if I do run out of words, now I don't usually, but the times that I do are when you're chatting to people and they give you nothing. So you'll be like, what's the most magical thing you ever wanted to be? And you go like, you know, make something up, make something magical, and then the ideas will do a song where they'll become that thing. And like the best ones are like a diabetic unicorn, and you see they want to mess with you. But the worst ones are where people are just like, just to be happy. But you kind of can't go anywhere with that.
No.
So in improv, you kind of you're looking for good stories, which is what's lovely. Like, we did Sligo last week and they came out with the best tales. Do you know what I mean? You're just there, you're getting magical things from them, and then it's much easier to keep the brain kind of whirling through lyrics when you've got a lot to work with.
And when you're a rapper, if you do run out of dialogue, do you not just keep going, just for to buy yourself some time?
I mean, I'd like to. I don't feel like my accent.
You're calling
I feel my accent doesn't like. Come on, who's having a good time? Hello, how are you? I just don't feel like. I feel like I'm not. I don't have the Rick Ross vocal. I don't have that. Y'all know what time it is, Ricky.
Right, should we get into it?
Should we try it?
One of your backing tracks here.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it.
What we'll do is, and I'll get a little bit more vox if I can, a little bit more vocals.
Oh, do you want some more sound?
If I can.
He's a proper diva, Jimmy.
Okay.
Is that better for you?
That's great, thank you.
Okay,
what we'll do is, anytime I point you, it's like a little freestyle exam.
I feel pressured now that I won't think about, I'm going to go blank. I'm going to be like,
just throw artist names at
them. This is
Shank Hill.
A lot less pressure for you guys than it is for me. So anything you give me.
She feels pressured.
I do love this because I, you know, it is a joy for you to be like.
I just don't want to let you down.
I mean, mean, know this, Jenny. You won't. You won't let me down.
No, okay, just not.
I felt like we'd a home and away moment. Jenny, I want you to know this. You'll never let me down.
Oh.
I know.
Don't
this
leave
is
me.
Beautiful.
Anytime
we pointed to you, you throw a word. Let's throw in the music. Little freestyle exam. Let's do this. Let's
so, Jenny, the
music.
Pressure's not. Oh, the shirt's gone off.
Oh, my
look.
God.
It's gone off. It's gone off, people.
Jenny, just so you know.
I feel like you should take yours off as well.
The pressure's not on us, Jenny. But just remember, when he points at you, throw him something to put
I don't think at all. Nikki, do you want to give me just whatever the first line might be? Give me the first line.
Million euro challenge.
Grant, let's do this.
Okay,
drop the
you
leash.
Ready?
Let's drop this. Yeah. Okay, I'll go a little bit more vocals if I can.
Hang on a second. Let's get your volume
bit
there.
Bit more music. Okay, a little bit more music. Okay, freestyles, you know. Yep, right now we're doing them. A little bit more music, because we rocking it on 2FM. Yeah, man, you know. That's right, we keep it valid. Tonight we making money. It's the million euro challenge. People in the place, man, freestyling, we working. I'm living over in London. I'm looking for the million sterling. Now we gonna do this. We MC plenty. First thing I get to my right. Go, Jenny.
Yes!
What is it?
Yeah, man, we ripping this. That wasn't the word. That was you saying, what is this? Yeah, that's right, man. I won't lie. That's a lot. Logical. I like the fact that Jenny started this philosophical. Yeah, that's right, man. You know that it's dead right. Now I turn to my east, but I still see a west life.
Yes!
Now, yeah, man, spit these words. Let's get the second one from Nikki.
Roy King.
Yeah, that's right, man. Lost them thoughts. See my parents, where they from, fam? They dropped from Cork. Yeah, that's right. You know that the boy be so, like, happy when I see the Roy King. Yep, you know, man, proper doing damage, kid. I was a fan of Roy since he hated prawn sandwiches. Yeah, that's right, you know, man, word, what? I was crying my eyes out during the World Cup. Yep, we doing this, yep, you see. So forget about the keen, because I'm keen for number three.
I'd love a new coat.
Yeah, man, true dope. We going Top Shop, what, for the new coat? Yeah, that's right, man, tonight we are on it. People call Jenny, take her to Brown Thomas. Yeah, that's right, you know, it's hella raw. She looking for the coats, where they base, second floor. Now, we going, yep, forget the second floor, because we want some feckin' more, so we take it to four.
Yes, tight jeans.
Yeah, man, I'm quite keen on not being the guy to wreck those tight jeans. Listen, man, this doesn't really feel wise. Please, guys, Nikki isn't too tight Levi's. Yeah, man, it doesn't need a mention. But seriously, loosen it up when you buy denim. Now, we going, man, we bringing out the vibe. We kicking this, ripping this with the number five.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, that's right,
yes.
Happily. You know we in the family, because that be camaraderie. Yeah, that's right, the fans were divided. Now we in the place, camaraderie. That is united. So we doing this. We keeping it slick. Let's get some camaraderie for the number six.
Diabolical.
Yeah, that's right. It's so illogical. The word that you dropped was often skilled, but diabolical is not just what it was. You see that we can freestyle frequently with any word beginning with a D. Now, you know we checking this. I'm feeling quite plucky. This is the last word because seven, that is a number that is lucky. Jenny, I need the last word from you. Anyone that you want to serve to the mic, let it through.
Shank Hill.
Yeah, that's right. You know we got skill. Forget about Black Rock. Take a left, Shank Hill. That's what we do,
Bal
man.
Bal Doyle.
Never spoiled, but I say major reppin' Bal Doyle. Yeah, that's right, man. You know, man, true. We rockin' like with the Shank Hill Bal Doyle crew. People in the place, you know, the freestyle hooligan. Yeah, man, we doin' them. Big up 2FM.
Yeah! And by the way, that was pretty insane. I loved every bit of that. Look at them crowd. Look at that crowd.
That is like a full body workout,
dude. That is the Bal Doyle crew. Right.
Wow.
Look at this. This has been a pleasure, lads. This
I really
been a
got
pleasure.
Nervous there that we were going to go blank. I was like, oh no, don't ruin us.
That's how
incredible.
How do you know you can do this? How do you?
I was into hip hop from when I was like properly a child. And at the time, when I grew up, it was all gangster rap and it was a lot of like Jay, you know, it was initially the gangster rap and then kind of Jay-Z came at the late end of the 90s. Mm. And I genuinely think that a lot of the vocab, like as somebody growing up in Ireland pre-internet, you didn't quite know what it meant. Like a lot of Jay-Z's lyrics, when he decoded them in his book Decoded, there are a lot of them about dealing crack cocaine, and I would have not understood those lyrics. So I think in my head,
this is a beautiful song.
In my head, I actually was.
You said, what's
songs,
the crack? That's something in Ireland, something different.
So I think I translated them, but I think I misheard the words genuinely. So when I started rapping along to songs, people were like, you know, those aren't the words. So I was about 16. I was like, oh, grand, this freestyle. And then you know, it was just a thing I did. Went to England, hung out with some rappers, became the weirdest dude in freestyle circles, where like I had an office job and I come down afterwards, hi guys, should we rap? And they found it hilarious.
I'll
but they were
chicken
very encouraging.
And lettuce, please.
You know what it was? They were sitting in the canteen on Friday, everyone's like, you know Rob, He's doing a gig tonight. Where we go. Yeah. Really? Same guy?
No way. I had a lot of confusion when I told people at work that I was leaving to do the hip hop comedy circuit, which isn't a circuit. There's six of us. But that's how it occurred.
So you must have loved that movie, 8 Mile. That's the rap movie with Eminem.
I thought it was amazing, man. I still remember walking out of that and being like, "That's it. That's the greatest. That's one of the movies I've watched a few times. Like, it's amazing. Truly,
it really is.
And it's so comedic. This is what I love about battle raps. Because actually, weirdly, in Ireland at the time, all these battle raps popped up after 8 Mile, and it was the first time I kind of realised there was a fairly sizable hip hop community in Ireland.
Yeah.
The battle rap stuff, particularly 8 Mile, Don't Flop Online, is great. There's a lot of comedy in it. Hip hop is very, you know, it uses a lot of words, and rappers that do well are often funny.
So listen, you're in Dolan's Limerick on the 23rd of April next week.
Yes.
Then you hit Whelan's in Dublin 24th.
Yeah.
And then you're in Roisin Dubh in Galway 25th.
Yeah.
So is it the same thing? People shout words up?
No, it's not the same thing. It is it's a chat, and we will create songs from your stories. So it'll be stuff inspired by Nicki Minaj, but at the same point inspired by like someone's party skill in the crowd. We'll kind of mash those two ideas together, and then what occurs is what occurs. There'll be like NWA Rage Against the Machine stuff. There's stuff influenced by the likes of Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran. So we kind of talk about what makes a great song.
I was looking forward to the moment
there is the huge Westlife moment.
Yeah,
that's the one that goes off.
Okay,
right, listen, time has beaten us.
Ticketmaster is for more details. We'll also put up the link as well on our website.
Genuinely
on our page.
Pleasure. So. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Come see us. First Irish tour. Pleasure.
A band of man, everybody. Cheers, mate. Can I have my headphones back?